I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
So New York Post, and I cite them quite often on this program because they're the only real media agency in town that covers local news. So they report on Saturday, 6:30 p.m., a mob of at least 15 migrants stormed into Manhattan's Bloomingdale's and started stealing sunglasses and designer bags and stuff like that. About $6,000 worth. One person arrested, Stephen Matos, 23, charged with robbery, criminal possession of stolen property. Nothing will happen to Stephen. Of course, no bail. I mean, it isn't. Walks right out. And he was the only one out of these 15 that went in. So we're seeing this kind of stuff all over the place. These mass shoplifting things. A lot of them are teenagers that come in and do it because these people know they're not going to get caught. And even if they do, it's 3 or 4 hours of inconvenience and they're not going to get charged. They're not going to go, you know, it'll be dropped or some slap on the wrist. It doesn't matter. So why not? Let's shoplift. That's what's happening. Everybody knows it. And Hochul, the governor of New York, now has to deal with it because retail stores from Montauk to Erie, that's where Hochul's from. That's a big ride, by the way, about 8 hours across New York State. They're all screaming, yeah, you better do something, governor. I mean, we can't continue to do business. We have people coming in here shoplifting every day, and you're not doing anything to hurt them. All right, so let's go. You know, you bail somebody, $50,000, they have to come up with $5,000. They can't, these people, most of them. They got to sit there. Oh, no, we can't have it. Why not? You don't have a right to shoplift or break into stores. It's people's livelihood. They work hard. You're stealing their stuff and nothing happens to them? That's insane. Now, in this case, with migrant people, and that enforces or reinforces the view that migrant people are bad for New York City, state, and everywhere else. That's not necessarily true. What is pernicious and unacceptable is that these folks, most of whom are good people, in my opinion, have broken our immigration law. So they've insulted us by coming across the southern border, but they're encouraged to do so by the Biden administration. Look, if you are violating American immigration law, you're caught, and then they hand you money, a plane, bus ticket, whatever, and send you on your way with food and housing and medical and everything else, you're being rewarded for the bad behavior, are you not? That's what happens. And the word is out all over the world. Get to the Mexican border, get in, and you'll get all kinds of free stuff. Most of the migrants are poor people who are just trying to improve their lives. I know that. They're not criminals. So under Biden, about 10 million undocumented people have crossed into the USA in 3 years. 10% of them are hardcore criminals because 10% of every group is that way. Every group in the world, 10% are criminals. Sometimes more, depending on the environment, but the bare minimum is 10. So we got 1 million new criminals running around this country, thanks to Joe Biden. That's true. But most of the migrants are God-fearing, hardworking people. I feel bad for them. But you just can't let everybody in, sanctuary city people. I got some interesting polling on this, and it's also the first anniversary of Biden's one and only visit to the southern border. Remember, he spent 4 hours in El Paso and split out of there, never to return.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.